Time now for another look at an inquest recommendation from the jury in the Colleton Cusack and Warmerdam inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. Joining us, as she does every week, Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, to guide us through this. Welcome back, Erin.
Thank you, Bob.
This is another one to the Office of the Chief Coroner, and it says ensure the Domestic Violence and Death Review Committee annual reports are published online in a timely manner. Again, this is another recommendation that's very straightforward.
Well, I would say that the DVDRC has had some challenges. I think that sometimes people don't understand that, we don't actually get access to a case to review until it's been completely resolved in any formal way. So if there was a trial and anything in the before the courts, we don't even see that file until after all of that's been resolved. I think that the recommendation speaks to the fact that reports need to be more readily available. They need to be expedited and done more quickly because the community wants to know about the recommendations from the DVDRC and wants to make sure, in terms of accountability, that we're doing our job, covering our scope of work, and informing what needs to be different in community. And I think it's a very fair recommendation. I think the DVDRC has taken these recommendations very seriously and are working on ensuring that moving forward, that things are happening in a more expedited manner. And there's currently a report that was just made available not too long ago, that I would encourage people to check out the site, through MEG and see what the DVDRC is up to.
And also, we should mention that you are a member of the DVDRC as well. And so I ask you then, is it just an annual report as the primary form of communication, or are there other updates provided by the committee?
I think that there are other updates provided by the committee as necessary and as relevant as it relates to. So, for instance, if we had a series of reviews that we did most recently on immigrant and refugee families and femicide, so when the summary of those recommendations and that report is done, that would be shared with the community, and that would be shared publicly so that that can be informing. It's really important to know that the DVDRC, in our role, we also have a responsibility to survivors and to families who are saying, "Did you do a review of my mother's case and what came out of it?" Right? We want to know that this is not lost. And so we want to, as a committee, make sure that we are doing our best to get information out as quickly as possible and as decided by the committee. So there may be things that, typically the DVDRC doesn't share a list or an FAQ about this. And for whatever reason, we decide that that would be worthy for a community to receive that information. Then we have a discussion and we go ahead and work with our team to get that information out. I think the DVDRC is a good tool. I think what the community is saying is it needs to be better and more useful, and I think we're hearing that and working hard.
All right, Erin, thank you very much for this. As always, we appreciate your insight.
Thank you.
Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, joining us every week for a look at another one of the jury recommendations from the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario.